Hi everybody. Thanks for the opportunity to speak today and respond to the report. We've undoubtedly recognised many of the challenges and but also some of the opportunities raised within that. And I do hope we can help to make an impact through some of the activities and support that we can provide through Renew. Before I outline some of those activities, just wanted to give a very brief overview of the Renew programme itself. It's underpinned by a number of the challenging CO2 reduction targets that are identified in the Future of London report, not least the Mayor's target of 60% carbon reduction by 2025. Renew is designed to help meet London's commitments, enable organisations to meet their objectives through retrofit. Really, whatever their motivations might be, whether that's reducing fuel poverty, improving housing, or benefiting from renewables, for example, or all and more of those benefits. I think as many people are probably aware, Renew's now in its third phase of delivery, building on the successful first two phases, which retrofitted over 100,000 homes and delivered savings of over 22,000 tonnes of carbon. In this third phase, which is jointly funded by the EIB and the GLA as well, we now have a comprehensive support team in place until July 2017. And the aim really is to support organisations to accelerate and get better value for energy efficiency retrofit projects that they're undertaking. Should also just mention that we're setting up a fairly major new procurement framework of suppliers for retrofit projects, which should be available from spring next year. Just in terms of the approach for Renew, the core Renew service is actually a free one-to-one support in one or some, excuse me, or all of the services that you can see on the screen there, hopefully. Each organisation receiving support is assigned a dedicated engagement manager, as we call them, and then supported by a team of retrofit experts with specialist skills in things like data analysis, technical measures, technical risks around some of those measures, planning, marketing and communications, procurement. Pretty much whatever is required to help get retrofit projects away. I think it's perhaps fair to say that our focus through the first couple of months of the programme since we launched in August has been more so on social housing, but we certainly haven't lost sight of the PRS, and we do have a number of initiatives and opportunities in development in that area. I think so. In terms of the activities, clearly, and you know, as the report's identified, it's a very challenging landscape with numerous variables and drivers, and a one size fits all approach simply isn't going to work in this instance. We're focusing on the challenge from a few different perspectives, really. Colleagues at the GLA have developed a couple of initiatives soon to be launched. The first involves subsidy of energy efficiency measures across around 50 private rented homes. The aim here is to create a series of case studies and build some kind of greater evidence base for retrofit in the PRS, understanding in a bit more detail some of the motivations, some of the issues and challenges in designing and developing projects. But also to allow us to promote the benefits and positive experiences that result from these projects. Taking a slightly different tack, the second initiative is a pilot scheme that involves paying lettings agents a referral fee if their landlords go on to install energy efficiency measures. And the aim here really is to show how agents can communicate the high quality impact of energy efficiency measures, demonstrate to landlords that the business case does stack up, that the benefits do exist, and by meeting future legislative requirements, they can be ahead of the curve. Should add that those two projects are only accessible to London Rental Standard accredited landlords. The energy grant project is due to start in January next year, and the lettings agent initiative early in 2015 as well. And we will, of course, hope to report back on the findings of both those two initiatives. Through the innovation unit that we set up as part of the Renew programme, we're also exploring other avenues to try and tackle the sector. For example, as again the report identifies, the high cost of deep retrofit measures can be prohibitive and off-putting to landlords in the sector. And I think whilst more funding and focus on some of the easier quick wins is certainly a solution in the short term, we're also exploring a concept with partners such as Innovate UK, previously the Technology Strategy Board, to work with supply chain to find ways to drive down pricing of measures such as solid wall insulation. We know that the supply chain is incredibly fragmented at the moment. There's multiple different approaches and different technologies and materials available. And it's really in a right position for innovation and cost reduction as well. So there are opportunities there. And we're seeing examples from overseas. For example, another partner that we're working with in Holland who have developed a system for off-site manufacture of solid wall insulation that can be delivered within 7 days across a property. So there are all sorts of opportunities there. We're also looking at the potential to incorporate the total cost of living in property letting advertising, which again is included in standard in some European countries, Germany for example. Energy bills now account for more than 5% on average of household disposable income, and more in some of the poorest households as well. So rental decisions that could be informed by total cost of living should benefit the tenants and hopefully put some pressure on landlords as well. To increase research capability, we're also currently just finalising partnerships with two universities, which I hope will provide a really good and rich source of data to underpin some of the future initiatives that we're looking at. Oxford Brookes is one of the universities that we'll be looking to work with. Have just completed an exercise to it's carbon counting, so looking at the energy efficiency and mapping of 10,000 properties across the Oxford area. But it's that sort of capability we think will be really valuable in future initiatives. And then finally, within the Renew team, we have a specialist marketing and communications company to support. And they're available to directly support organisations in their channels of communication to landlords, whether that's around strategy, key messaging, or just examples of best practice from other organisations as well. So really, just in summary, we're strong advocates of the work of Future of London. And the findings of the report. Just to say, really, we've got a great team on hand for free through Renew for the next 3 years, and we are keen to assist wherever we can, really, through the services that we have to offer. We do hope that we can build evidence and share some best practice through the activities and partnerships and the research that we're looking to undertake, but also as well as learning and promoting some of the ways that organisations are already successfully tackling some of the challenges, and all of which combined, we do hope will help to create greater momentum in the sector. Really. If anybody is interested in finding out a bit more about the services and support we can find through Renew, please do get in touch. Thanks very much.